Okay, today we're continuing the fifth parak of Maseches Zvachim, and we're up to Parakei Mishnah Zayin. Shlamim Kachim Kalim. Carbon Shlamim is Kachim Kalim Shchasim Mechol Makom Azar, and therefore it could be shechted anywhere in the Azar. V'dam Matan Shem Matan Shem Arba, and the Matnas Dam is two Matanos that hit all four sides in the Mizbech. Nechol Mechol Eir, they could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Lechol Adam. By anybody, even by a zar, b'chol ma'achol, you can prepare them however you like. L'shnei yamim v'layla echad, and this is the first korban that we had that could be eaten for 2 days and one night. So if you bring it on a Tuesday, you can eat it Tuesday night and Wednesday. Hamurim m'kiyotzebem, the parts that are matnas kuhuna have the same din as the rest of the korban in terms of how long they could be eaten for. Elishamurim nechal akranim l'shem v'vneim l'avdehem, except for that it's limited to being eaten by kohanim and their households. Then the Mishnah says, this is the end of the parak, the famous parak of Ezu Mekoman, Habchor, a Bchor, which of a kosher animal, which the halacha is, you give it to a kohen and he brings it as a korban, the meiser, or the tenth animal that was born, you know, from the animals that were born into your flock that year, which also has to be brought as a korban, the pesach, or a korban pesach, which every Jew has to bring each year in Erev Pesach, kachim kalim are all kachim kalim, and therefore, shechazim achal makam azar, they could be shechted anywhere in the azar, v'dam tan matan achas v'ach shi'itan k'negay yisod. However, over here there's a change. With these korbanos, it only requires one matnas dam, but he has to do it on a part of the mizbeach that's above where there is a yisod. The yisod of the mizbeach only went around the north and west side of the mizbeach entirely. On the east and south, it only had one amma of the east and south side of the mizbeach that had yisod under it. So you can only put it on the mizbeach in a part that has the yisod. Shina va'achilasan, but they're different in terms of how they're eaten. Ha'bechor nechal kohanim. A bechor can only be eaten by kohanim, unlike most other kachim kalim, which could be eaten by anybody. Va'maiser lechal adam, maiser could be eaten by anybody. V'nechalim bechal ir, both the bechor and the maiser could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, b'chol machal, and you could prepare it however you like. L'shneyam v'laylechad, and they could both be eaten for 2 days and the night in between those 2 days. But ha-Pesach, korm Pesach is more limited. Einu nechal ela v'layla, can only be eaten that night. I mean, it can't even be eaten during the day that you brought it. It can only be eaten the night that follows the day that you brought it, because you bring it on Erev Pesach, and you're not allowed to eat it till nighttime. And not only not just till nighttime, you only have until Chatzos to eat it, which is obviously, this is a famous machlokas, whether you have until Chatzos or you have all day. This is the sheet of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. This is actually an excellent example of how Parakei Ezu Mekoman does not record any machlokas, but there are definitely things in this parak that are subject to machlokas. So how long do you have to eat Korban Pesach is something that is clearly subject to a machlokas, and yet it just says, yeah, until Chatzos. Veinu nechal l'menuyov, and Korban Pesach is unique in that the only people eligible to eat it are people who are appointed as part of the members of the group for that korban. Veinu nechal l'tzali, and it can only be eaten when it's roasted. So let's review what we learned today in the last two Mishnayos of Parakei. So we learned that shlamim are kachim kalim, and therefore they could be shechted anywhere in the azara, and it needs two matnas dam that hit all four sides in the mizbeach, and can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim by anybody prepared in any way for 2 days and the night in between them, and the matnas kuhuna that come from it have the same halachos, except for who eats it is only the household of the Kohen. And in Mishnah Ches, we said three types of korbanos: Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach. They all have a din of kachim kalim. They could all be shechted anywhere in the Azara. They all only require one matnas dam, right on part of the mizbech that has yisod underneath it. They differ from each other in terms of the eating details. A bechor can only be eaten by kohanim. Meiser could be eaten by anybody, and both bechor and meiser could be eaten throughout the entire old city and prepared in any way, and they could be eaten for 2 days and the night in between. Korban Pesach can only be eaten that night, and can only be eaten until chatzos of that night, and can only be eaten by people who had been pre-registered on the Korban Pesach, and the only way to prepare it is roasting. You're not allowed to have it no or mevushal or any other way of preparing it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perek Vav of Maseches Zvachim.